Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com.
Hi, I'm Sister Geraldine Schmidt, and you're listening to Musings of a Catholic Evangelist. Some time ago, I was stationed in the northern part of Pennsylvania, and this parish was very ethnic. And it was back to school night. I went from the Bronx to this ethnic parish and was kind of like unnerved as far as the cultural change goes. I spent 8 years in the South Bronx, understood Latino culture thoroughly, but this is a whole new clientele, whole new culture. So back to school night, and a gentleman came up to me and said to me, "Hi, I'm Patrick O'Donnell. What are you?" And I'm like, "Pardon?" Not knowing what he was asking me. He goes, "I'm Patrick O'Donnell. What are you?" And I'm like, "Catholic." He goes, well, that's a given. You have the union suit on. What nationality are you?" And I'm like, "Does it matter?" He goes, "Around here it does." So I said, I'm Irish and German. And he said, "Oh, well, like my wife." And I'm like, "Well, I wouldn't put it that way. Well, around here you do." I'm like, "Whoa." Okay, so as I was pondering that whole different cultural exchange, speaking the same language but completely different vocabulary, I am blank. How do you answer that in 30 seconds? You know, like, do you say an aspect of your personality? Do you say your job? Do you say something about your gifts and talents? Do you say about your ministry? Do you, like, how do you, what words would you use to describe the total you? I am. And I'm like, wow, when I answer that question, I am Catholic, that does mention the total me. Okay, so what does the word Catholic mean? Wikipedia. It talks about the universality of the church being Catholic with a small c. It talks about the relationship to all people in the whole world. In as far as being Catholic is, where is home? I thought that was a unique understanding of the word Catholic. In the book, The Holy Longing by Ronald Rollheiser, he says, "Catholic, we stand shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, precisely with people who are different from ourselves, and with them hear a common word, say a common creed, share a common bread, and offer mutual forgiveness to bridge our differences to become a common heart." That's an awesome understanding of what Catholic truly means with a small c. But also that relates to becoming a members of a church, with Catholic with a capital C. To become members of a church, you know, there's an action verb there, become. That talks about action. It talks about living your faith enthusiastically, not just checking off a box saying, "That responsibility is done, I'm done." No. By living your faith enthusiastically, it brings joy. Joy to you, to the people that you associate with. And where do you get that power? Focus again on the Eucharist. That's the you know, the AAA battery, you know, the Ever Ready Bunny battery of being what a Catholic is, the Eucharist. It's the tabernacle is the energy source of who we are. You know, there is the energy source, the cell of what you put your batteries in the Catholic Church. As we kneel in front of that, there is a constant, is a constant dialogue between God and ourselves. And we have to settle ourselves. We have to quiet ourselves in order to hear the tiny whispers that God constantly talks to us. Pope Benedict says it this way. The Eucharist celebrated obliges us and at the same time enables us to become, in our turn, bread broken for our brothers and sisters, meeting their needs and giving ourselves to them. In order to be faithful to the mystery celebrated on the altar, we must, as the Apostle Paul exhorts us, offer our bodies, ourselves, as spiritual sacrifice, pleasing to God in those circumstances that ask us to make our I die and that constitute our daily altar. The gestures of sharing create community, renew the fabric of interpersonal relations, impressing them with giving, free giving, and with the gift permits the construction of a civilization of love. The flame of love. That should constitute of what society is all about. That's the living of love is what should be the cement of society. Wow. To live love, to be Catholic, to be universal enough to love all people. So I ask you, so what are you? And you're listening to Sister Geraldine, Musings of a Catholic Evangelist.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.